Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Faye Cobb Payton is our guest. She's an associate professor of information systems and technology at NC State University. She's the author of a number of publications, including a new one, Leveraging Intersectionality, Seeing and Not Seeing, A Professor's View to Digital and Social Inclusion. Faye, thank you again for being here. In the last segment, we talked about the fact that minorities, especially blacks, are woefully, horribly underrepresented in the technology field. Is that a good summation?
That's a great summation.
Okay.
Yes, Jim.
And we talked about the fact that even though there's still a lot of work to be done in diversity in all fields, it seems to be worse in the technology or the technically oriented fields.
Correct.
All right. So how do we solve this problem? You know, where's the headwaters, in my opinion, are when the child is born, where they're born, what kind of opportunities they're given to just get there. And then, as we talked about, the other one is once they get the job, the ability, can they get the job? Where should we start? How do we solve this?
Right. Yeah, I think definitely part of the solution is exposing to young people what actually happens in the field, Jim. I do think that there is a lot of work that's being done by great organizations like Yes We Code, Hackathon, Black Girls Code, Yes We Code, Girls Who Code, because there's also a gender gap as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are sort of targeted programs that sort of expose young people to the possibilities of participating in this field. I think those things are important. I think it is also important that the field itself recognize that it has an image problem, right? Because because when you and I came online, you know, we were joking, but the first one of the things you said to me was, "I have my pocket protector."
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what young people are seeing. It's like, "Well, wow, the pocket protector." You know, I'm running around in a lab.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily interacting with people. And I think so some of that re-imaging the field. Third thing I would say in terms of getting to solutions is actually exposing children at a very young age for math and science readiness. That has got to happen. You know, one of the things that came out of the Wall Street Summit that Steve Ballmer said in his talk was that, yes, computer science technology skills are important, but here's another one that's important, economics. And that is showing young people the business of technology and computing. Those are really important in getting those math and science exposure areas early on.
Another thing that I want to ask you about, this is a sociological question.
Mm-hmm.
How much negative peer pressure in the black community is there if a young man or woman becomes a little more geeky than cool? How much negative peer pressure is there? Isn't there still a lot of that in the black community that needs to be dealt with?
I think certainly there may be some, but I don't think that it is.
Is it better than it used to be?
I think it's better than it used to be.
But isn't that something we cannot minimize?
I don't think we can minimize it, but I don't think that it's limited to the black community.
Yeah, no. Oh no. If you're a young white boy in school and you're a geek, you're going to get picked on.
Right.
But not to the point that you're picked on because you're denying who you are. You're just picked on because you're different. But it seems to me that in the black community, the peer pressure is, you know, well, you've heard the term, you're acting white.
Right, I have heard that.
Isn't that a real thing that has to be dealt with?
That's a real thing that has to be dealt with, but I also think that it's, I think what some of us are trying to do in the black community is say, look, It's okay to be smart and geeky,
yeah.
And it's not acting white.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
That's a component.
Right. So since when did being smart, intelligent, and articulating the English language
right.
been point of demarcation? You know,
when is that wrong? How could that be wrong? Right. Well, all right. So then now we go to the other side. Now that the children have gotten through, they've gotten an education, they're capable, then now they're ready for work.
Right.
And you're saying that you're concerned that these people are not getting the opportunity to be hired.
Right. So, you know, there is the opportunity to be hired, the idea that there's this idea of this unconscious bias, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
You know, sort of,
yeah.
You know, like hires like. So when you look at where Silicon Valley really hires from, I mean, it hires from a certain group of institutions,
mm-hmm.
higher education institutions. So like tends to hire like. And part of that is opening up where you actually recruit talent
right.
from. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is part of the issue as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's a problem, we've got to solve it at the headwater, and we've got to solve it in the marketplace.
Exactly.
We got to look at both places. And Faye, I'd like to talk to you more about this. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
I enjoyed you being here, and you did a good job of representing your position and answering my questions. And let's talk about this some more. There's a lot more to talk about.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Dr. Faye Cobb Payton, ladies and gentlemen, with NC State. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Well, New York's fine, but it ain't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.